Hello, we are speaking today with Tommy from a group called Soli Committee #1007, which are making their support for people accused in the so-called Hildegardstrasse trial. And they made a call to support because there is an appeal process going on or started at the 14th of January. And first, hello, Tommy.
Hello.
Can you shortly tell to the listeners what the process was about?
The so-called Hildegardstrasse trial is a trial against two people who were arrested at anti-deportation riots in July 2019. This was close to Eisenbahnstrasse in Leipzig, and the Dublin deportation to Spain was set for a Syrian Kurd, which family lives here in Leipzig for a long time already. And when they put him violently in the police car, there was a small sit-in in front of the police car to stop the driving. And through social networks and through coming other residents, there were up to 500 people for many, many hours blockading this police car to stop this deportation, because there were many chants against racism, deportations, against the police, because they are really, really sieging the neighborhood there and doing racial profiling, doing police violence and so on. So this was a really emotional topic for many people and for many people from many different social groups. Yeah, so we had precarious or migrant youth, we had students, we had people from the radical left and left liberal people from the civil society organizations and so on, or even migrants who live on Eisenbahnstrasse for many years and shop owners and so on. So it was a really big crowd of people demonstrating there. But then violently they brought Mohammed, the person who was to be deported, through the police car in another one. And then this rally was ended after some time. And 15 minutes after, they said, okay, now we go all home. It's ended. The person's away and so on. The police started to beat off all the people there, because their police car was still in the crowd. And they used tear gas, they used pepper spray. The police knocked people out really violently on the head with sticks. They threw trash cans through people. So they had a total escalation of police violence there for nothing. And yeah, there was corresponding counter attacks obviously as well.
So in the end, they arrested two people, Sasha and Eamon, and then Sasha was 2.5 months in pretrial detention and Eamon 8 months. And how did it end? With what punishment?
So this, the judgment of the first trial was that Eamon was found not guilty, because there was no evidence for him. There was only one police officer. Maybe we can talk about him especially later. So he was set free for the things which happened in Hildegardstrasse. He was accused paying 300 euros because he, they say he had insulted a police officer, and he was found guilty.
During the arrest or
while arresting. And it's really crazy also, and nobody was interested in, but the sentence they say he has said is, or it shows that it was violence against him while he was insulting, but nobody was interested. And the police officer said that he remembers that this shouting of him was when they forced him to dress or to take off his clothes violently. When they forced him to undress, he should have said that, but nobody was interested to ask more about it or to see that this is not fair to accuse him for insulting when he's like in this situation.
And did he need to pay then also this 300 euro, even if he was 8 months in prison and then found not guilty in everything else?
Yes, he has to pay the 300 euros, but not yet. Even the appeal trial is not against this judgment of the 300 euros. When he is found guilty in this process now, then he has to go in prison. And then we don't have to pay the 300 euros because they say, okay, you can stay a little bit longer in prison and then it's okay. But when he will be found not guilty in this process now, he also gets lots of money. Or what means lots? He gets money for being in prison for 8 months without reason, and then he doesn't have to pay. Sasha, he was sentenced guilty in the prison for 1 year and 6 months, which is really, really much in comparison what we see in other judgments with Nazis almost killing people or preparing weapons and so on. But it was suspended for 3 years because he is abroad. He's not living in Germany. He was only here for vacation when he was arrested. And his process, his trial will continue also because the defender of him, he says the judgment was really wrong and it shouldn't be so much. Or actually, he should also be set free because there was not enough evidence. There was also a third person arrested during the night, but he was under 18 years old, so he was not in pre-trial detention. And he was judged to work for 100 hours, which is also a really high punishment in comparison with other judgments.
So now is the appeal process going on, and as it seems, it's not really, they don't have any new proofs or something like this. Why do you think that they went to this appeal trial?
They have a really, really high interest to sentence the people guilty because there's a political motivation in it. They don't want that people do disobedience against deportations. They don't like when the people threaten the police authority. So this was the reason for the crazy action of the police themselves. And this is the reason for the repression of the court now. Yeah, so they have really high interest to say we have the guilty ones found and the police did everything right. So they don't want to let the acquittal be accepted. And they don't have any evidence for Eamon and what he should have done. So we're interested how they do it. Actually, it's only possible when they manipulate the things the witness says, the civilian crime observer.
Okay, how was the first day of the trial looking like?
It was a bit crazy. So we have a corona pandemic. So public is really, really restricted. So there were only 4 seats for the public to observe the process. And 3 places when we as supporters came with Eamon together, there was only one place free. And we were discussing who goes, that Eamon is not alone in this case. And while we were discussing, there came a police officer and sat on this free chair. And we were really angry because there was no support for Eamon, and actually there was not really public. And the police officer who sat there, he is from the same unit as the witness, the only evidence for this trial. And so it was really obvious. He was writing everything down, what happens, that he is going to tell the witness what has been said in the first day. This is really common practice in Germany. What is the police doing all the time when there are police witnesses? And it's not really legal, but the court just accepting it. So the attorney of Eamon, he said, like, it's not possible that he is here and that he's writing. He can tell everything to the witness, and there is no evidence at all that this is true, what the witness is going to say. But the state attorney, the Staatsanwaltschaft, they say, no, it's okay when he stays here and when he writes, because we think, obviously, he just wants to learn something. This is really common, that the police officers go into the trials to learn something. What is really absurd and what is just not true. But he could stay, but he was not allowed to write anymore. The protest against the police officer in the beginning was so loud that we went to another room and there were 2 more places, so 2 supporters of Eamon could watch the trial.
Basically, it's even not allowed that they read their files before the court, right?
Yes. Yes, or they are allowed to read their own report, what they have written that day. This is allowed to like really open your mind to remember again, but they are not allowed to read any other thing. And this is also really common that they do so. There's a big problem with police witnesses, but the court doesn't see it. And this is also a really big point in this process and the trial before, because they say the police is neutral and they always say the truth. But it's just not true, because they are a party of this confrontation at that day. They were the aggressors. They were the people who were really violent against the people, against Mohammed and his family, against the protesters, against all the people around who live here. Yeah, and it's really absurd that the court says, no, we believe them, we say the truth, even when it is known that there are Nazis within the police who are as witness in court. They say, we believe you. No matter if there was a racist motivation, we think he is just saying the truth. And this was the next highlight, I can say, in the trial in first day, because one of the witnesses who came, he accused Ayman and he was describing things he should have done. But all the people around who had like the documents of the first trial and so on, they recognized that he is not saying the truth. And the judge, she was asking, so like, do you remember? Do you want to say that you did a mistake and so on? And she says, no, it's true. I saw him doing this and this and this. Yeah, and this is a crime, doing false accusation or lying in the process. And in the end, they showed them photos, and then he recognized that he was wrong. I don't think he will be accused, but it was a really interesting witness. We also had him in the first trial because it is documented that he is friends with Nazis. He is on photos with a right extremist fighting group, and also friend with really known neo-Nazis. He went to holidays with them. And he is also witness in other trials against mostly left-wing people from Silvester, so New Year's Eve on Konnewitzer Kreuz. There is also witness, and yeah, it's crazy. There are even more, or there are many people, many police officers who are friends with Nazis or who are Nazis.
Spectacular. Yeah, it seems to be that the next days of trial will also be interesting. And maybe you can say what kind of support do you expect from people? What people can do? Collect money on the lawyer, or I don't know, make some solidarity photos coming to the court. What are the options? How to show your support?
Yes, when he is found guilty, we will need money to support him, not for the lawyer costs, because this is already done, I can say, but there are many things around. We will tell on our blog how it is possible to donate some money. But what is really important now is to just support Ayman, to show him that he's not alone, that we understand that he is not the problem. He is just like a person who coincidentally was arrested and hundreds of other people not. And he's like, or has to face the repression for all the other people, what they have done. And it is an attack on all the people who fight against deportations and racism and police violence. And so we have to show that we stand together and that we are a movement, anti-racist movement. So it is nice when people come to the trial or to the court. I think it's not possible to follow the trial, because there are not so many places, but it is possible to come in front of the court and just wish him much strength and just show some support. Or you can write a letter, or you can make a solidarity photo and send it to our mailing address, and we will give it to him. So this would be really nice. Yeah, or just talk about this trial, because it's really archetype for political process against left or against people who do civil obedience against a really racist capitalistic policy and system. The next day is on 4th of February at 10 o'clock in the morning in Leipzig, at the Landgericht Leipzig.
Okay, thank you so much. We wish Ayman good luck and hope that many people can come over and spread the word and show their solidarity.
Yeah, thank you. I will tell him.